we hear a woman talking on the phone to a furniture company. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 5.
Good afternoon, KT Furniture. Can I help you?
Hello. Yes, I'm setting up a new office and I don't have internet access yet, but I'd like to place an order for some furniture.
That's fine. You can do it over the phone and I can fill in the form for you this end.
Oh, great. Thanks.
I just need to take a few customer details first, if that's okay.
Yes, fine.
What name is it?
My name?
Yes.
Oh, it's Sue Brown.
Sue Brown. Thanks. And what's the name of your company, Miss Brown?
It's a clothing company. It's called Dress Your Best.
OK, I'll just note that down. Dress for best.
No, your best.
Oh, right. Got it. So you make smart clothes?
Yes, formal dress for weddings and special occasions. We also repair and alter clothes.
I see. And where are you located? What's your postal address?
Right, well, we're on Kirby Trading Estate.
Kirby. How do you spell that?
It's K-I-R-B-Y.
Oh, I know that area. It's New Hampton Road, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. Number 210 in South Down.
OK. And can I have a contact number for our delivery man?
Sure. It's probably best if I give you my mobile number.
OK.
The number's 09356 788 545.
OK. 778.
No, 788 545.
Oh. Okay, that's great. Now, just a couple more questions before I take your order.
Fine.
We have 2 delivery dates this month, and you should be able to have either.
When are they?
Well, there's one on the 16th of the month, but there's a charge of $40 for that one.
Oh, that's a lot.
Or there's option 2, which is the end of the month. I'll have to confirm the date later, and that's a free delivery.
I'll take option 2, thanks. I don't want to pay a charge.
OK, I'll note down no charge.
We haven't organised the office yet, so there should be plenty of time.
And lastly, you don't have an account with us, so how would you like to pay?
Oh, I'll pay by credit card.
OK. Will that be Visa?
Is American Express OK?
Absolutely fine.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 6 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 6 to 10.
So, what would you like to order?
Well, I've been looking in your catalogue and you have some office chairs that look very comfortable for our type of work.
Is there an item code?
Yes, it's ASP23.
Okay, those chairs come in pink, white and black.
Yes, the pink looks nice, but I think the darker colour's better for us. You can see light materials on it more easily.
That's true.
We'll have 5 of those, I think.
Okay, I've got that. Anything else?
Do you have any striped mats?
I'm sorry, not at the moment. They're out of stock. We should have some in next month.
Never mind. I'd also like 2 of your glass desks.
Oh, they're lovely, aren't they?
Yes. You seem to have 2 sizes?
Basically, large or small. I think the code for the small ones is...
I think we'll have the large ones. The code here is TG586.
Okay. So, that's 2 glass desks. Any lamps for those?
No. We have to get special lamps for our work.
Oh, I see. Do you have another supplier for those?
Yes. We do need some furniture for our customers, though.
Okay, for a waiting area or something?
Well, we have to discuss the work with them, so we need a nice sofa.
Something soft and...
I thought leather.
Ah, yes, a good choice.
There's a 3-seater here, DFD44. That seems to be in red, cream or chocolate brown.
Yes, it does come in yellow as well.
Yellow? I'd thought of red, but that sounds lively. Yes, I'll have that colour. I think brown's a bit too dull and cream shows the dirt too much.
Yeah, you're right. Anything else? A coffee table, perhaps?
Yes, I think so. Maybe TX22, the silver one?
A very good choice.
Well, that's it, I think.
OK, I'll just add that up for you and then take your credit card details.
That is the end of section 1. You now have half a minute to check your answers.